Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A major rabbi in Israel says with America seemingly collapsing, Israel must become a superpower. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me get right now to the conversation with David Dolan. I promised that. David, I read a very interesting article just yesterday that was talking about one of the top rabbis, and this was the chief rabbi for the Sephardic element of the body politic of Israel. He was making a statement that America is collapsing and Israel must step up as the new world power. Is that wishful thinking, or is it braggadocio, or what is that?
Well, I think it's exaggerated to say that Israel would become the new world power, but the fading, as it were, of the U.S. is being touted everywhere. The Iranians were boasting about that this week. The Turks were, the Russians were, the Chinese were, the North Koreans were. And it's clear that there are huge internal problems in the states that are probably not going to just disappear. Maybe even civil war, some are saying. So that means Israel has to stand more alone and look for other allies, and that's both of which they're doing. They're strengthening their ties with India, for instance, and with Germany and France and other countries, but that they would become the new superpower or something like that. Well, that's what Iran has as its goal. It states that quite openly. That's not going to happen either, but Israel will maybe have to act more on its own in the future, and they're preparing for that.
David, you and I both have read the last chapter, and ultimately that will be the case as it relates to Israel when Jesus Christ returns to the earth, sets up his kingdom. He's going to do that from the city of Jerusalem, and the nation of Israel will become somewhat of a superpower. So that's an exciting time to think about. It may not be happening right now, but looking down the halls of history, we'll see that happening pretty quickly, I do believe, don't you?
I do, and as all I can say is, Maranatha, Lord, come, because we need him very, very badly. But yes, Israel will survive. It's strong, and it's going to continue to thrive, and Jerusalem will remain the capital of the Jewish state. And scriptures are clear on that.
David Dolan explaining why the Israeli rabbi believes that Israel must become a superpower. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Israeli rabbi may be incorrect on the time of Israel's superpower status. However, the rabbi is correct on the ultimate destiny of the Jewish state. God's plan for Israel is a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today, and the kingdom with Jesus as King of Kings in that forever kingdom. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...